back to the Goat Channel podcast. It's been a minute. It has been a minute. The last one was traveling to Buffalo Trace, and that was November. So, you know, it's been a while, but way back, we're going to do one. I've done a few in between, but typically I just don't post them and then delete them. So this one I'm going to post. Don't know what I'm going to talk about quite yet. May talk about travel, a couple places maybe I've been to since, that kind of thing. And we'll see. We're just getting kind of started to work this morning. As always, we do this on the way to work. And so, yeah, here we go. Let's see. We could probably just jump into travel. Travel seems like the easiest thing. The last place I've been, I mean, we went to the zoo recently. That's a little bit of travel at Knoxville Zoo, if you haven't been there. Pretty fun. They were doing some work, so not necessarily fully open. Like certain areas, you couldn't walk around. Usually, you can make a big old loop. You couldn't necessarily do that this time, but overall, still fun. The kid enjoyed the monkey. And, you know, the gibbon, I think it was actually, but he enjoyed it, swinging back and forth, and he had a good time seeing some of the animals. So, I mean, that's considered a success as long as he had a fun time. So, we went, we did it, and it's pretty fun. I mean, zoos are nice, seeing animals, you know, checking them all out, all the different kinds and all that stuff. So, it wasn't too long of a day, and then we went to Build-A-Bear after, because they only had so much stuff going on. I mean, there's only so many animals you can see, and look at, and, you know, there's not too many you can really interact with, so, it makes it fairly quick. I mean, I guess we were there for like 3 hours or something, but felt like it just kind of went by. But it's still a fun zoo. If you hadn't been to Knoxville Zoo, definitely go check it out. I heard they weren't going to have elephants or something, which is crazy. What zoo don't have elephants, but they only have one currently. But yeah, it was pretty fun. But the trip I was going to talk about, the last real trip, the last big one that went on, we went first time doing Norwegian, and it was, I would call it a successful trip, a nice trip. For the price, it was actually better than other price lines if you kind of just add up all the stuff, all your stops, add up, you got free drink, or you got drinks. And they're, like, super relaxed on drinks. So that's always a positive. I mean, you know, you don't have to sit there and drink all the time. And in ways, you might be better off, especially if you go carnival. On carnival, you know, on Norwegian, you got, like, it was kind of built into the price. So, for example, they, all you had to do was pay a service fee or a gratuity on it. So you're basically paying whatever, $20 a day. So it still came out cheaper than what Carnival would be. Because Carnival would be, even if you're paying 20% or $20 a day, Carnival's regular package runs you $55 or $60 a day. So, and then they're super relaxed on how many drinks you get at one time. They're super relaxed on, they have a solo cabin. So it was beneficial for me because I went by myself. Well, I went with my sister and them, but they stayed obviously in a different room, so I got to stay in a solo room. So that's always a positive. They got a cheaper solo room, so you're not having to pay double the price necessarily. You still have to pay a little bit more than probably, you know, two people in one room would, if you were paying per person. But still, they gave you an option for a solo, and you didn't have to pay as much. So, there's always that option, and that was a good option for me. I mean, with the price, the drinks, the Wi-Fi, you even got one specialty dining, which we used on Brazilian food, and we'll talk about the stops in a minute, but we used on a Brazilian restaurant they had on there, so they come around, they cut the meat off at the table, and they, you know, plenty of food. Plenty of food at the bar, the buffet. They cut the meat off of the table. All that good stuff. And then the drink packets, like I said, they're more relaxed. They don't really care how many drinks you order. You can order two at a time, or you can order one for somebody that probably has a drink package as well. So they're pretty relaxed as far as the drink package goes. They do have a premium, but I didn't run into any problems where, like, you know, I can't have this drink because I need premium in it or something like that. So, that was, it was fun. And then they have different bars. So, like, for example, they have a mojito bar. They have a bar kind of like an old-fashioned, what would it be considered, just like, and they had old-fashioned, the whiskey-type stuff, and then they had a mojito bar, like I said. And then they had different bars like you would find on any cruise ship. They had, like, a brewery kind of place, like, not where they brew their own, but basically, like, a brew house where they have all kinds of different beers on tap. So if you're looking for something a little bit different that you can't get it anywhere else on the ship, they had that. So, I mean, and, you know, you didn't see too many people acting super wild. I mean, Carnival is considered the party boat, and yet, like, it is very expensive to even drink on their boat. Norwegian, it didn't seem super bad. There was a few times you probably seen somebody like, okay, they've had too much to drink today. But overall, you didn't see that. As much as free drinks are, and like as much as you can just get as many drinks you want. There's no limit on Norwegian. But it was just more laid back, I guess. And not too many kids or anything like that on there, really. Not too many at all. And like I said, even with unlimited drinks, not a lot of drunk people, really. So it was nice. It was just kind of relaxing. And the worst thing I found was trying to find a place to kind of play cards, because we like to play cards when kind of during the downtime. And it was kind of difficult to find a good place to sit down and play cards. Like Carnival, you can find about anywhere you walk, you'll find like these little seats somewhere to sit down and be able to play cards at. So that was the only thing. That was one of the main things. Was kind of just those relaxing areas. Their shows, I didn't actually go to shows. They had comedy, they had shows and stuff like that. I just never made it to any. By the end of the trip, I was a little bit sick and under the weather. But I just didn't really make it to any. We were always kind of doing a lot of stuff. The one show I was going to go to, I ended up being like sick and just went to bed. Because I just didn't feel good, so. But yeah, that's that was the layout's definitely different if you've never been on one. But there's nothing wrong with it. The layout's fine. It does take a little bit getting used to. But yeah. So we went to our stops. We were supposed to stop at Amber Cove again for the second year in a row. Amber Cove denied us. We were supposed to stop at Amber Cove last year as well. in January, and that was also with my sister and them, didn't go. I've at least been one time, but they have never been, so that was kind of, you know, that would be what I would say is disappointing. We didn't get to go to there, but at least I have been. It's disappointing for them because we were supposed to go 2 years in a row and didn't. And Amber Cove is one of the coolest ports. Now, this one was technically Puerto Plata, I believe, but it's basically a few miles down from the Amber Cove port. Amber Cove is actually a really cool port because you go into this little kind of bay area, and there's just a mountain of trees and stuff like that, and it just looks cool. Puerto Plata is just down the thing a little bit, just right kind of on the thing, not back in like a little cove area. But pretty right there in Dominican Republic, right there at the same, pretty much same location. But we missed that for the second year in a row. I hope to go back though one day because it is one of my favorite places to stop, but it wasn't these two times. So that was our first stop, or supposed to be our first stop. We end up missing it. So we actually got early to the next place. I think it was a super long day at the place. We got there early. And then we had an excursion and all that stuff. And then, like, it was one of those that didn't leave until late. I think it was nighttime before it left, or right around nighttime. So we got there, we got off, and it was St. Thomas. That was our first stop, and we just walked around St. Thomas. St. Thomas was pretty fun. They're built for travel, I guess. Because, you know, you get there and then you can walk around in the, shops. Cause they got a bunch of shops lined up. They got alcohol places, but they got watches. They got expensive places. They got cheaper places. So they've got a whole lot going on right there as far as shops go. And it's just like right across the street from when you get off the boat. So they're kind of set up for tourism. And so we walked around all the shops. I'm sure I bought a shot glass or something, a few things here and there. Whatever the case may be, we did, you know. We walked around. I don't know what I bought. I know I ended up buying something called maybe Soggy Bottom or Soggy Dollar. I think it was Soggy Dollar rum. Supposedly made in either St. Thomas or somewhere in the Virgin Islands. So, after we walked around there a little bit, we had some more time. And by that time, the brewery was going to open. And there's a brewery just across the street. And I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head. I have pictures of it, but I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But they have a brewery right off the street. And it was pretty good. Not bad at all. We went across there, just had a drink, hung out. Then actually we would go back later in the day, and I'll get to that story. But we got there, had a couple beers, or maybe just a beer, and then we left. And we went back across the street, and then we ended up getting back on the... then we had to get on our excursion. Our excursion was to Magellan. I don't know how they really say it. Beach. And the first part, you just kind of drive up to the top and you overlook the beach with a beautiful view, though. You can see other islands. You can see the beach. That'll be on the website at some point, all these pictures, so you'll get to see that. And there's actually a video on YouTube, so if you want to check that out. But anyway, you got to see the whole place. And then we went down, we got on the beach, hung out at the beach. Not a bad beach. It was pretty crowded and long because that's where, like, people say. Because it's supposed to be It's supposed to be like one of the better attractions at St. Thomas. So we went to the beach and it was fun. I mean, we seen some turtles. The view is nice. Big mountains, you know, trees on the mountains, just kind of like. And then you're in this little inlet. There's yachts just parked out in the inlet. While you're swimming, you're seeing these big mountains, this clear water. So, you know, overall, it is a very nice beach. Obviously, the beach area could be probably more to be desired and just that kind of thing, probably. But the views are what it's worth it, the views in the water. So then on the way back, we got to a high point, and we actually got to take a picture of our cruise ship, which was cool. That was pretty neat. And then we got back there, and we went back to the brewery, and they had some alcohol you could buy, like, try three or four or five. I don't know what it was. It was like try five for $25. So, you know, you're on vacation one time. It was worth just trying. So we went and we tried it. And it was pretty good. Overall, we probably would have been better not drinking it. Because, like, there was only, like, a couple good ones is what I was getting at. Maybe one good one. But, you know, you're there for the experience. You're not going to get to experience a lot of that stuff. Some of it was infused with breadfruit. Some of it was infused with, or maybe they used breadfruit for all of it. I can't remember exactly. But yeah, we tried those. I'm not sure if I had another beer at that time or not. I think I did have another beer while we hung out as well. And, my nephew got to play darts. I think he played darts with some, I think they were British guys. I'm not 100% sure of where they're from. They had kind of an accent though. They were definitely from somewhere. And he got to play darts with them, so that was cool. And then we got back on the boat. And then after that, the next day was Tortola. We went to the baths. Unfortunately, it was red flag, so that means the weather and the sea was too strong to really go in. But we got there. So they got us there. We got to I think it's Gorda, Virgin Gorda maybe is what it's called. We got there, we got up to the baths, and we did get to walk around it. Now, we got in the water just a little bit, because you have to go through the caves and stuff still. Beautiful, though. Everything about it was beautiful. Everything about it was cool. Even without getting to fully participate in the water and fully go in the water, we had no complaints about it, I don't think. I think it was worth it. Because you take a boat ride over, you see a bunch of different islands, you get off, you take a vehicle to the top, open air, I think it was open air, you get there, you do your thing, you walk around the whole thing, so you start at the top, you walk down, you get close to the beach, you walk through the rocks, you climb through caves, and you walk up, and this is all the stuff we did without the actual beach ocean being open. So we did that, and then on the way back they actually explained to us about where all these different islands that are part of the Virgin Islands, and so he pointed them out, named them, so that was an awesome one. And that's pretty much all we did there. You just go and you do that and then you get back on. They had a little bit of shopping area, but not much was going on there. It was just a basic little shopping area with bars and food, though. They did have a lot of food if you wanted to try different food. I think that would have been pretty cool if you wanted to try a bunch of different foods there. Because they had stuff that was different that you're not just going to find anywhere. So that would have been a plus if you wanted to do that. So after that, that would have been our third stop. It ended up being our second one. Now, we had a sea day. And then on the fourth day, we went to their island, Great Stirrup Cay. And again, that was pretty fun. I had real bad sinus issue then. It was either a cold or like a sinus issue, but the sun or the salt or whatever it was, sand, who knows, whatever, got in my nose and I was just stopped up, but I still enjoyed it. But you can use your drink package there, so you can also have a beer there, have a drink on the island, hang out. You could see the bottom, like it was super clear water. You could see the boat from your view where you're standing, hanging out. The water was super clear. They had fish. My nephew snorkeled, and he also took my GoPro and took some videos. You could see quite a bit of fish. Now, nothing, you know, super major, but there was a few colorful ones in there. So you could do that, and you just hang out. You got a free lunch. I had like a, if I'm not mistaken, I had a chicken sandwich. So I had a chicken sandwich there, and it was actually a pretty good one from what I remember. And had a couple drinks. I think one was maybe a rum punch, and one was a colic beer. I don't know how you say it exactly, but K-A-L-I-K. I try to have a different beer everywhere I go. That one I have actually had before, but anytime I go anywhere, I try to have what kind of beer they have that's local or a beer that I haven't had before. So anytime I kind of go on a cruise, that's kind of one of the things I look for. But yeah, the island, nothing wrong with it. You get on the island, you go and you hang out and do your thing. It's just a private island. Next time I might zipline. Next time I would maybe invest in ziplining. It's kind of expensive, but it does look fun. You go over the ocean some. I enjoy ziplining. So I think maybe that's something I would do. But other than ziplining, they had games. They had games here and there. They had a little, like, putting green if you just wanted to go up there and mess around while you're on the island hanging out. So they just had stuff for you to do while you're just hanging out. But it's just an island and there's no like slides or anything cool like that. But I mean, it's just a very relaxing day that you don't really have to worry about anything. It did take a little while to get back on, but they had a medical emergency, I think, is what they said. So it took a little bit just to get back on. But other than that, I mean, I would recommend Norwegian. There was more positives in my eyes to Norwegian than Carnival. Based on price, based on the drink package, and, you know, if I'm on Carnival, I don't even worry about the drink package. I don't get it, and usually I may have, like, a drink or two, if that. But if you're going to throw in the drink package, you know, I'm going to take advantage of it. I tried some really cool drinks on there. Called something called a grass clipping, which might not sound good to you or whoever, but it was actually like a refreshing cucumber type drink. Then, you know, I tried different beers on there. I tried something like a key lime pie. So, you know, I didn't need that stuff because when I go on Carnival, I may have one or two drinks, and one of those drinks is free after five on the last day drink. So, you know, it's not something that necessarily tipped me over to going on Norwegian, but it was just an extra benefit that kind of put it a little better than Carnival. And I guess, you know, Carnival I've been on so many times. Norwegian gave you a few dining options. I think I honestly liked most of Carnival's food better. Even though I've had their menu so many times, that's my issue. I think as far as food goes and probably flavor and taste or whatever, I believe their flavor and taste was better on their stuff. And obviously, that's not a huge knock or anything to Norwegian. They were still pretty good, but the the dining menu is better. But the cool thing about Norwegian is you get a specialty dinner. So if you think about the specialty dinner, you know, we got to eat. I've had Brazilian before and been to a place where they do that, you know, cut off the meat kind of thing. But they have it. So it was a good experience for them, and it was kind of built into the price. But yeah, that's it. That was Norwegian Cruise Escape, Norwegian Escape to Virgin Islands. Supposed to have been to the Dominican Republic in Great Stirrup Cay. That's it. We out.